Chapter 19. The Gowsam Shrew flotilla cut off down side streams and weaved its course along barely navigable waterways, shrouded by hanging vegetation from tree, bush, and foliage. Mar and Pickle had lost all sense of direction, but the voyage was soothing, and the quiet waters transmitted a sense of tranquility. The young badger maid lay across the prow, half asleep, as she watched sunlight dappling through a tunnel of willows onto the barely rippling waters. Dragonflies hummed, and once a kingfisher flashed past like a brilliant jewel. Her sense of urgency over returning to Salamandastron waned as, lulled by the steady dip and fall of shrew paddles, she was overcome by lassitude and slipped into the realm of sleep. The tree trunk boats drifted to rest with a slight bump against a bank overhung by lavender, willow, and rowan. Nordo cupped his paws and gave a short call.
Logger, logger, log, Gowsam home!
Only half awake, Mara and Pickle were escorted through a tunnel in the bankside, which opened out into a well-lit and spacious cave. All around them, shrews were bustling hither and thither, carrying food from earth ovens to long shelves around the side of the cave, which served as tables.
I say, this is more like it, what?
Pickle rubbed his paws together in anticipation.
Shrew tucker and loads of it by the look of things. Lead on, old logger thing.
Logger Log and Nordo seated them at a semicircular ledge. Immediately, as they had sat down, a large fat shrew, accompanied by two small thin ones, approached them with a scowl on his face. He prodded Mara and Pickle roughly.
You've taken our places. Those seats are for Gowsam shrews, not for ragtag striped dogs and rabbits.
Before either of them could say anything, Logger Log gave the fat shrew a sharp shove.
Mind your manners, Tubgut. These are my friends. Go and sit at the other end with your pals. Do you hear me?
Logger Log's paw strayed to the rapier at his side. Nordo stood beside his father, grim-jawed and ready for trouble. Tubgut gave them a surly glance and retreated to the seats at the other side of the table, muttering something to the two thin shrews, who nodded and sniggered rudely. The shrew fare was excellent, starting with shrimp and watercress soup, then on to an admirable salad served with soft, white bank cheese, and after that there was a magnificent pasty of chestnuts, mushrooms and leeks, followed by hot, spiced apple pudding. The two friends did the food full justice, washing it down with beakers of sweet shrew beer. Logger Log watched Pickle eating and shook his head in amazement.
Withering water weeds! Where do you put it all, Pickle?
The young hare demolished his second portion of apple pudding and licked the spoon clean.
No bother, old logger thing! Scoffing is me favourite sport, what?
Rabbits can't scoff. Takes a shrew to do real scoffing.
The loud remark came from Tubgut, who was sneering openly at them across the table. Pickle chuckled as he waved his spoon.
Maybe rabbits can't scoff me, fat friend, but I'm Pickle Folger, a hare from Salamandastron, and I'll scoff you under the table any day in the season.
Tubgut stood up, his face dark with temper.
No beast can outscoff Tubgut of the Gowsam.
Pickle turned to Logger Log.
May I?
Logger Log nodded.
Certainly, Pickle. But watch out for Tubgut. He's sly. I've noticed that he was waiting to challenge you, so he's hardly touched any food.
Pickle shrugged.
Well, I only did a quick practice scoff myself.
A table that was formed from an old oak stump in the centre of the cave was cleared. Seated at it, Pickle and Tubgut faced each other as Logger Log stated the rules.
Do both contestants agree to hot spiced apple pudding?
Both the protagonists nodded and picked up their spoons. Logger Log waved a paw to the servers as he continued.
It is a contest to a paw still, then. Bawley the cook will count the dishes emptied by each creature. Shrew beer may be drunk while eating. No half-finished dishes will count, and no throwing food on the floor or hiding it in clothing. First one unable to raise his spoon from the bowl must admit defeat. Make it a good, clean scoff, and best of luck to you both. Spoons ready? Then begin.